Hello, hello, and welcome to Self Care is Sexy. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host. We are a weekly podcast that's here to generate and share self-care ideas with each other. Last week, I had you meet Sam with Tokativity. She had some great alternative ideas on self-care and parenting, and I was so thrilled to have her on the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. She had some amazing perspective on self-care and how she's able to make it a priority, even while being a mom with a homeschooled little one, a full-time career, and events galore. I'm so pumped she was on our show, and I hope you guys had a chance to check that episode out. If not, you can always check out any past episodes by heading to our website, www.selfcareissexy.com. All right, guys, I want to give you a quick preview of what you can expect from today's show. So today I'm going to be talking about distractions, and I don't just mean, you know, like Facebook, Instagram, and all the apps on the cell phone. No, today we're going to go a little bit deeper than that, and we're going to be looking at distractions and what's really preventing us from getting the self-care we need and making it a priority. And believe me, you guys, we're going well beyond the cell phones and the TVs, so stay tuned. Before we get to that, got a few quick housekeeping notes. First of all, I want to mention about our Self-Care Sexy Brunch. We are coming out with a new location for the monthly brunch, and I want to send out a great big thank you to Shaw at Vita Cafe for always hosting us and making us feel welcome, so thank you, Shaw. We are now having to move because we need a bigger space just to make sure that there's room for everyone. It's going to be at a local FOPO hangout called Bar Carlo. And if you've never been, check them out this next month. They've got vegan options. You can browse their sick ass record section while you wait for your brunch to come, because they're not only a Portland hotspot for tasty, unique brunch items, but they're also a record store and a clothing slash local art and jewelry shop. So all the things in one places. Look for the upcoming dates and times. You can find all the information about our brunches by heading over to Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/permissionforselfcare. Look for my little pink heart. You'll find all the information there. Next up, I want to tell you guys about a show that I'm about to do with Julie Smith. Julie is a dear friend of mine who is in the middle of producing an amazing stage show up in Seattle that I've actually been invited to be a part of. I'm super excited. It's called Allegory, Stories That Shape the Soul. And it's kind of like Vagina Monologues meets TED Talks. So it's super cool. You're going to hear some powerful stories that reach the soul and change lives by teaching you something different and just having that human connection factor. So incredible event. It's going on May 11th through the 13th. So that's coming up soon. It is Mother's Day weekend. But hey, you know what? Mom might need some theater action in her life. The tickets are just $22 and they're going to be sold at the Seattle Center Armory, that is right in the middle of the thick of things at the Space Needle in Seattle. And this is an ongoing series. They're going to be featuring another show in the summer around July 6th at 7 p.m. called Unapologetically Black. And I highly recommend you check this out. This show is amazing. They're also still accepting applications. So if you have a powerful story that you'd like to share, maybe you've done some theater work, and sharing your story and teaching other people about your story sounds exciting and fun to you, check out her website. You can look for that at www.allegorysoulstories.com. Last but not least, if you're looking for a cool way to remind yourself that self-care is sexy, you can now purchase t-shirts, tank top stickers, all by visiting our shop on my website. It's selfcareissexy.com. So check that out. Okay, you guys, let's dive into the content. Today we're talking about the distractions. What is distracting you or keeping you from your self-care? So if you think about, you know, you're on board with me, okay? You jumped on the bus. You're on the crazy bus. You understand that self-care is important. You want to make it a priority to you. But gosh, you just got all this extraneous stuff going on. And there's reason after reason after reason why you're not able to make self-care a consistent priority. And I want to talk about this because there's a lot of different things that are happening at once. When we talk about what is distracting us or what is preventing us from making self-care a consistent priority, I want us to start thinking about what it is we're distracting ourselves from. We'll get into the what's distracting us part. I think that's kind of the part that we can all sort of, you know, identify pretty easily, but we'll get to that in a bit. What I really want to zero in on and drill down to is, what exactly are you distracting yourself from? So, you know, when you're constantly out there worrying about other people's needs and you're constantly fixing everybody else's problem, but you're not taking the time for yourself, what is it that you're really distracting yourself from? So today we're going to take a sometimes kind of hard and maybe painful look at that. And I'm going to give you guys some homework to kind of help break you free of this pattern, because I'm a big action taker. You know, all this great advice and talking about self-care and the things that are distracting us and what it's distracting us from, and all this information isn't really going to, it's not going to be communicated effectively to you unless you truly apply it to yourself. So there's going to be homework. And I want to warn you that sometimes this work, this self-inquiry, it can be painful. So really pay attention to your uncomfortability and your levels of anxiety as you go through these exercises today. And if you're not in a place to play along with me, that's fine. As long as you're tuning in and you're focusing on yourself for the next 20 or so minutes of this podcast, you are taking time for self-care. So give yourself a little grace. You are on board. So first of all, we're gonna start with the softball. Okay. We're gonna start with the easy stuff, and we're gonna talk about identifying the ways you distract yourself from taking care of self. And then we're gonna take that deeper dive into the why. One of the less obvious reasons we're distracting ourselves is because you're always offering to help someone with their problems. That is a form of distraction. You know, they always say tend to your own garden first, right? Everyone's, the big thing is put the oxygen mask on you first as the plane is going down. And it's so important to take a look at. If you're always offering to help someone else with their problems and you're the listening ear for all of your friends, but you're not getting the self-care you need, that is a form of distraction. That is a form, you're just doing replacement therapy. You're working on someone else's problems so you don't have to think of your own. And what ends up happening, another way that you can be distracted is you start offering resources you don't have. You start to overcommit yourself to things that you don't have time to do. So you really want to take a look at why it is you're doing that and what the ramifications are. Because if you're on board with me and you understand that self-care is important, that it has nothing but positive benefits, and if applied correctly, can do a lot to fix a lot of the things that are really bothering you right now. But if you're stuck in the constant cycle of distracting yourself by trying to offer help to other people and over-obligate yourself to things you can't do, you really want to stop. Just stop. Just say no. Stop yourself before you commit, you know, and make that a priority to listen to your own self do that so that you can catch yourself. Another way that is uncommon that we distract ourselves from taking care of ourselves is by anticipating other people's needs even before they ask for them. So think about it. When a friend comes to you and they've got a problem or an issue that they're working on, and you're listening intently and you're trying to offer them support, and they say, gosh, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. And you find that you're one of those people that immediately jumps in and you're like, this is how we're going to fix it. I'm going to do this. You're going to do this. Da, 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 da. And you immediately jump into solving their problem. That is a form of distracting yourself from your own problems. You're now taking away and you're now in deficit mode to help somebody else with their self-care. And what that equates is that you rarely say no. And if you think about it, if you're one of these anxious to please people, if you're constantly looking for validation from the things you do for other people, or you're looking for self-worth from outside sources, you rarely say no, but pay attention. How often are people actually asking for your help versus you're just jumping in and offering it? Because then if you're a person of your word and you want to follow through, you've put yourself in a trap. Because you're distracting yourself from taking care of your own shit, from tending your own garden, and you're now trying to help everyone else. And I want you to take a moment and think about, why are you doing that? Why is it not your focus to take care of yourself? And can you challenge yourself to be the kind of person that can hear other people's problems, be empathetic to their situations, and just say, gosh, that must really suck. Or I wonder if there's something you could do to change that. And ask better questions that don't over-obligate you to help them. And you know what ends up happening is a lot of times when we're overextending ourselves to help other people, it's because there's a reward involved. And I'll be honest with you guys, that reward is cheap and it doesn't last very long. And that's the reward of feeling proud of yourself for helping others. And then you start to crave that feeling. Oh, look how good I am. I've helped everyone in the world. I haven't slept. I haven't drank water. I haven't walked more than 1,000 steps today. But look at me helping the world. I mean, that's this kind of really difficult cycle that a lot of us get into, and that is distracting you from taking care of yourself. So if you find that you rarely have time to yourself or alone time, maybe it's because you're uncomfortable with it. Maybe taking care of other people's problems and helping solve the world's problems gives you that quick, short, fast food high of, I did something good. But you're distracting yourself ultimately from looking at your own needs, your own shit, and your own inner work. So, you know, it's another a good example of that is, let's say you're a mom or a parent and your kids have the best of everything, right? They have the best clothes. They have, you know, the coolest lunchboxes, the coolest backpacks, the newest iPads, the best phone. But all your clothes came from Goodwill. Or you haven't bought anything nice for yourself. That's another sort of example of that distraction of taking care of other people before yourself. Look, I'm all for, you know, putting your children first. And that is noble. And that is awesome and great. However, comma, you have to look at what is that doing in the long run, in the ultimate long run. What is that doing to you? Because you have a purpose and a life and deserve to enjoy it as well. Your purpose is not just lavishing your kids with everything they need, which is enabling in and of itself. And another way to tell whether or not you're doing that replacement therapy thing where you're taking care of everybody else before yourself is if you feel like people expect a lot from you. And I think it's really important to take a look at this point because, you know, I hear it all the time from my friends, my coworkers, in all the different walks of life that I'm in. People say to me all the time, oh, you know, I've got this thing and this thing and this people want this and this and this. And I deal with it myself also. And the common theme that I hear and see from that mentality is that there's so much going on. We are so bombarded with crap to do and choices and options that we have a hard time simplifying and thinking about the most basic things. So, for example, we've talked about this on the show before. Getting sleep is the number one way you can give yourself self-care. So my question to you is, how come you're not getting the sleep you deserve? Is it because, you know, you've got so much laundry to do? You know, you got to start thinking of the reasons you're not able to do the basic self-care. There, another one is you know, getting the activity in that's good for you, that's healthy. I say it all the time. I've heard it from colleagues at work. Oh, I've just got so much to work. I've got so much work to do today. I can't leave my desk. Really? You can't get up and take a walk and clear your head? Aren't you going to do better work anyways? But it's a distraction mechanism. And it's hard not to get kind of stuck in that washing machine of thinking there's so much other important stuff that needs to be done other than my self-care. And I want to talk about the deeper reasons of why we do that. Because I think that you guys can do today's homework and you can go through these exercises. But if you don't have a connection as to why you're doing this, you're not going to be able to correct it. So I want to be a voice of reason and help you. And I just want to warn some of you that if you're having some problems right now and stuff is really difficult for you right now, really be mindful of what I'm about to say. And if you're in the place to receive it, great. If you're not, totally fast forward and go to a more upbeat, positive show. But a lot of the reasons we distract ourselves is because, number one, we've got poor self-image. We think poorly of ourselves, and so we don't feel we are deserving of the time and energy for self-care, so we put everything else before it. Number two, we're afraid to be judged. One of the hardest things you can deal with is judgment, whether it's coming from outside or inside. And sometimes it comes from the most intimate sources. So for example, from my earlier example, when you come home, you're tired, you really need to go to bed because you need to sleep, and that's part of your self-care, but your spouse just had an incredibly difficult day at work and they need a sounding board. And it can be a very tricky situation to navigate, not being judged by them that you're not available to them and still take care of yourself. And so the fear of being judged might prevent you from saying to them, "Babe, I love you. I want to hear all about your day. Can we talk about it tomorrow? I have got to get some sleep." Because you're afraid that they're going to say to you, "You're a horrible person and I'm leaving you," right? You're afraid to be judged by your actions for standing up for what it is you need for your self-care. And so that can be difficult. But if you're experiencing that, I want you to know that there is a way out. And today's homework is going to help you with that if that's something you're working on. Another reason why we distract ourselves is because, again, we feel unworthy. We feel as if everyone else's pain is bigger than ours, is more difficult than ours, and we like to be Captain Save-Em, and it feels good to help others. But if you feel really shitty about yourself to the point where you're not able to do your own basic self-care, you really want to take a minute and look at your self-worth. And what is the metric by which you measure your self-worth? Is it whether you have the newest, funnest, coolest toys? Is it whether or not you got to go on all the fun trips with the core group of friends? Do you measure yourself based on what your mom or dad or sister or brother or cousin or uncle or coworker are doing? You know what I'm saying? You really have to look at why it is you feel so unworthy and where that comes from. And I promise you, it's not as cryptic as it sounds. It's actually pretty simple. If you feel unworthy of your own energy and effort for self-care, the best, fastest way I've known to change that is to really hone in on one practice of self-care and absolutely no matter what, not deviating from it. So if sleep is your number one way to give yourself self-care, the way you can build your worthiness muscle is, come hell or high water, you're getting your 7.5 hours of sleep. And you draw that line in the sand, and no matter what, you make you a priority. And you've got to be consistent. And what automatically happens as a wonderful, natural, organic side effect is that you start building your self-worth up. Another reason why we distract ourselves from taking care of ourselves is that we just don't know how to take care of ourselves. And that's what this podcast is about. Not every idea that I come up with or that other community members share with us is going to ring your bell. That's okay. But you have to consistently keep trying something. Because I promise you, as many of billions of unique people are in this world, there are billions of unique ways to take care of and nurture and help and love on self. So if you're in that place where you just don't know how to take care of yourself or what it is you need, that's the best place for self-inquiry. I encourage you to go back to some of the earlier episodes scroll through the list on the website. Start feeding yourself as many different solutions to this problem. Another reason why we distract ourselves from our self-care is we don't want to appear selfish or stuck up. So this goes back to the selfish bitch spectrum. I don't know if you guys have listened to that episode yet, but I talk about how self-care on a spectrum of, you know, 10 being like the most amazing self-care, you're getting pampered, you know, exactly what you need when you need it, and you give yourself that no matter what. And that's on one side of the spectrum. And on the opposite side of the spectrum is the most narcissistic, self-involved, selfish person. And there's all these different places in between, and we can fluctuate between those two depending on where we're at with our self-work. And I want to say this because I've had this come up a lot in interviews. A lot of people find self-care challenging, or getting the self-care that they need challenging, because they kind of consider themselves, you know, good or righteous or good people. And, you know, taking time for themselves just feels uncomfortable and selfish. And maybe you've had experiences where you knew someone really selfish who would justify shitty behavior because I need to get my self-care in, you know. And that is not what I'm talking about. True self-care is built into who you are and does not affect anyone else around you. Being a selfish bitch affects people around you. See the difference? So some other reasons why we distract ourselves from self-care could be that we're anxious to please. I know I've mentioned this before on the show, and I really encourage you that if this is striking a chord for you, to check out the book called Anxious to Please, 7 Revolutionary Practices for the Chronically Nice. And I would highly recommend this if you're in the Portland area. Because if you're not familiar with the term Portland nice, it actually is a thing. It's nearly epidemic. And a lot of people who are not from here, when they come to visit, they all tend to comment on how overly nice everyone is and how that creates problem. If you're unwilling to actually, you know, engage in healthy conflict, that's a problem. So that's another reason why people distract themselves from taking care of themselves, is because they fear confrontation. And as I mentioned before, maybe you don't want to have that difficult conversation with your partner. Maybe you don't know how to tell your sister to get off the phone because you need to go to sleep. Maybe you're afraid to say to your boss, I can't work this weekend, I have plans, or I'm not able to meet that deadline, it's totally unrealistic. Whatever it may be, all I can tell you is that with practice, it gets easier. If you find yourself in that place where confrontation is really super scary, you get anxious, sweaty, panic attacks, whatever it might be, practice, practice, practice. Start on something small. So other reasons why we distract ourselves from taking care of ourselves is we have boundary issues, or we have a deep, deep compassion for others, and we don't know where we end and they begin. So if you're an extreme empath, if you're extremely, if it's easy for you to blend into other people and pick up their values and pick up their energy, if you will, when you're working with them or talking with them, that can be a reason why you're distracting yourself from self-care and why self-care is maybe not natural for you. Okay, so now that we've kind of unpacked the deeper distractions, the actual things that are distracting us, and some of the reasons why those things are maybe distracting us from self-care, let's talk about the action part. Let's talk about the ways we can change this. And my friends, I really hope that you take heed to this, because I can tell you from recent personal experience that it really is a simple formula. If you feel like crap and there's something in your life that's just not working and you can't figure out what it is, stop what you're currently doing, implement a self-care plan, and watch it change everything. The challenge is that we've got so many different areas of our lives that maybe need our attention. You've got your spouse, your partner, your dating life. You've got your work, your career, your entrepreneurial, whatever you're doing in that area. You've got family demands,
there are so many different distractions. Maybe you have a band, you have a hobby. Maybe you're a freelance writer, or you're a mom, or you've got all these different things that are pulling you this way and that, and you feel like, so much needs my attention, and so much needs, you know, I need improvement in my weight loss. I need improvement in my career. I need improvement in here and there and there. It all comes down to simplification. The root of all of these things is you. The root of all of your challenges is you. And the best, fastest, easiest, most efficient way to fix all of those problems is stop worrying about them and work on you. And I know that it'll inevitably unfold, and you'll reach positive outcomes, because it'll help you prioritize and focus on what is important. So some ways that we can change from this distracted mentality of not making self-care a priority is, number one, start spending some time alone with no distractions. Now here comes your homework for the week. I want you to commit to spending 30 whole minutes, 30 consecutive minutes, an entire half an hour with no distractions and just yourself. No internet, no phone, no book, no task, no meditating, nothing. I want you to spend 30 minutes just with yourself. And I want you to see what comes up. And if you're immediately like, oh, this sounds super uncomfortable, then my friend, you need it the most. Number two, start to formulate a plan on how to do the hard personal work. There's 100 different self-help sites in the world. There's hundreds of books. There's thousands of speakers. There's a million different ways you can get there. But just make a plan. Make something simple that works for you. Number three, take the time this week to recognize that impulse to help others. And if it slips out and you accidentally commit to something, do not beat yourself up for taking it back. Because this is where the practice comes in. Example, your friend comes to you, oh my God, I have to move in 3 days. My landlord, I'm getting evicted. I don't know what I'm doing. And you're just like, oh my God, let me get my truck. I'll be over on Saturday. And then you immediately realize Saturday was my self-care day. I was going to sleep in, do my nails, whatever, go for a walk, do my 30-minute homework from Self-Care is Sexy. Shit, I've overcommitted myself. Oh, I'm so sorry. I just realized I can't help on Saturday. Or if it's a phone call a half an hour later, whatever. The thing I want you to start to recognize, obviously don't do a lot of that, but catch yourself. Catch yourself when you start to commit to things that you really shouldn't be committing to. And one of our community members had mentioned a while back in another show to put yourself on a budget, just like you would with meal planning or your financial budget, put yourself on a social budget. You cannot commit to more than 3 things in a calendar month. You know, 3 activities of helping other people. Another way that we can change this mentality of distracting ourselves from self-care is to set up that self-care date once a week, and you don't let anything come in between that. And that self-care date could be an actual date out somewhere with yourself. It could be you want to go soak in the hot tubs for an hour. Whatever it is, you make it whatever's feasible for you and your circumstance. But no matter what, you keep that self-care sexy date. That's another part of this week's homework, is I really want you to set up a consistent self-care date. And if it's difficult for you schedule-wise, start with once a month. If that's really hard for you, come to one of our brunches and make that your self-care Sunday. Come to the brunch, get pumped up by our amazing community of people, and then go away off into your day, spending the day doing your own self-care. Number five, in a way that we can change our distracted mentality from self-care, is to make a list. Make a list of 50 different things you like about yourself. Sounds easy, but it's really not. I tried it. I had a difficult time. I got to about 36 and I was struggling. I started counting individual toes at one point. But no, I'm serious. This little practice, it'll help you start to shift your mentality in from the distracted mode into the appreciation mode, and it totally helps. All these kitschy little ideas, I promise you, if you apply them, if you take them seriously and take the time to do them, telling you guys, these weird little practices totally help. Number six in the way that we can change this mentality, do what you say you are going to. So this is a little contradictive, but I want to explain myself. When you overcommit yourself to a billion things and you don't end up getting the self-care you need, you end up being a wreck and you are not sexy. You're now a swamp rat mess is what you end up being. So start by committing. When you say you're going to do something, commit to do it, and then recognize it's challenging to commit to all those things, so stop committing to all those things. I'm talking to myself here because it's something I struggle with all the time. I get overly excited. I want to pitch in. I've got great problem-solving skills, and then I'm stuck. I'm stuck with taking care of something I really shouldn't have been involved in any way, shape, or form, and it takes away from my self-care. So take it from me. I'm not perfect at it, you guys. I'm in this boat with you, learning it right alongside you. Number seven, a way that we can change this distracted mentality is to do esteemable things. And I love this. Trish Blackwell from Confidence on the Go podcast mentioned this a while back, and I really love this concept. If you're feeling like shit about yourself, go do esteemable things. Go volunteer, go give blood, go help somebody in need. Do something good to feel good about yourself, and that momentum will help dig you up out of that unworthy ditch. But only if you've done the work to care for yourself first. So if you're feeling like crap about yourself, the first step I want you to do, get the sleep you need, drink some water, take a walk, make a self-care date, stick to it, and then go do something that's really going to feel good to your soul. Number eight, take an unscheduled sick day and devote that day to yourself. You know, and this is one of those things that I really highly recommend is like, I call it a ditch day. They're also called the hashtag me party. It's when you take a full day to yourself. You don't tell anybody you're going to do this because inevitably if your spouse or your kids or your friends or whatever know that you've got a free day, you'll inevitably fill it up with shit. And, you know, we've all got 100 tasks on our honey-do list. This is not that. This is a sit on the couch, watch the Netflix, go for a walk, maybe get up early, take the bus like you're going to work, but then get off at a stop you don't normally get off on and walk around and explore your city. Number nine, get organized, declutter, and make a plan. Oh my God, you guys, you gotta know, I'm a huge action taker. And sometimes getting organized and getting your head in the right place is gonna make future self-care easier on you. So that's always a way. Last but not least on my list of ways that you can switch your mentality from distracting yourself from taking care of yourself to making self-care a priority is ask for help. Reach out. You can always email me. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. Ask a pal. Say, hey, I'm having a really hard time lately, and I don't know how to get back to feeling good. I'm not really sure what to do. Reach out to a counselor. You know, there's a lot of resources out there that I think that we don't take advantage of just because, you know, we don't want to appear like weak or needy. But I'm telling you guys, ask for help if you need it. All right, you guys, that's it for this week. I know it was a pretty heavy show. I hope you're out there taking care of yourself, that you'll do some of these little homework exercises. And feel free to reach out to me and share with me your experiences with some of this stuff and share that feedback so that we can really create and hone in on what works and what's not. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have a story you'd like to share and you want to be on the show, please email me. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. All right, guys, stay tuned. I got some really great content coming your way. And remember that self-care is sexy. We're giving you permission to put yourself first.